Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Let's roll. This is Sports Rage. I am Gabriel Morenci. The pimps, the players, the hustlers, the podcasters, the people that bust them, everybody else in between. Let's do this thing as the Olympic torch continues to burn in Milan, Cortina. And we're a week plus into the Olympics, and now men's hockey has begun. Team Canada took the ice for the first time and were absolutely dominant against a very, very good Czechia hockey team. Czechia are a world-class hockey nation. Czechia played very well against Canada today and still lost 5-0. Canada are that scary, that good. And I don't say this often after one game, and especially, listen, I get it, it's hockey, and, you know, hockey is, you know, anything can happen in one game, right? We've talked about it with a goalie and all that type of stuff. But if Canada is that dialed in the first game of the tournament, just give them the gold medal right now. And it's pretty clear that the chemistry, you know, the Four Nations was like, you know, as popular as the Four Nations turned out to be, it really was just a tune-up for the Olympics, right? These players don't play together. NHL players haven't played in the Olympics since 2014, right? These guys never play together, you know, just point blank. They might be buddies and stuff like that, but they don't play together. So chemistry in hockey is real. Like, you know what I mean? Especially with your line mates and where to be and defensemen. When the puck is in the corner, you do this, I'm going to do that. And let's not both, like, you saw today a couple of times the Czech Republic were sort of in nowhere's land, right? Like, at one point, it's like football. You know, when you see like two wide receivers in one spot, they didn't mean to do that. Like, there were a couple of times today, and the Czech Republic are damn good, where there'd be like three or four red jerseys in one spot. And that's just sort of, oh, I thought you were going to go that way. I thought I was covering here. Sorry. Like, one of those type of deals. And Canada looked like a team. They looked like the Red Army team. Like, you know what I mean? Like, in the old days in the Olympics, it used to be the Red Army Russia, they were called, the Central Red Army team. And everybody else would put a team together, and these guys would be like a team that would just steamroll you, that play together all the time. Canada looked like a Stanley Cup, like, champion team. like they look like it, like, yeah, this is like one of the best Stanley Cup champions ever, and they're going into this tournament. Like, these guys look like they've been playing together for 6 months or a year. And that's John Cooper, how good of a coach he is. That's me bringing up, and not me taking credit, but me bringing up, if you recall, right from the first practices, when they said, yeah, the USA's first practice was 90 minutes on Sunday. Like, when they, you know, everyone, you don't get a lot of ice time with a practice, right? There's a lot of teams, not that many rinks and stuff. So you're allotted ice time. So you're allotted 90 minutes a day, and you got 90 minutes a day to work on the ice. And Canada was all business for the 90 minutes. Like, it was like a training camp type thing. Like, guys were like keeling over, fatigued after the practice. USA skated around, cracked some jokes, and fired some slap shots at the net type thing. Basically, you know, clowned around, right? And Canada just all business, all business. Like, just, you know, like I said, I'm like, yeah, slow down, let's take it easy and stuff, but just give them the damn medal right now. This is an unbeatable team. Oh, yeah, but what about their goaltending? Jordan Binnington just pitched a shutout, right? And he actually faced like 23, 24 shots, albeit Canada is so good, they really weren't. I think I might have been able to get a shutout. I mean, I might have given up two. You know what I mean? Like, that's another thing, too, with Binnington. He's not on the St. Louis Blues now. You're not playing for the Blues. You're playing for Team Canada. Very, you know, it's almost like Sam Darnold. Like, yeah, you're not on the New York Jets now. You're on the Seattle Seahawks now. Everything's fine, right? It's like, it's a whole different world. That was a scary-ass performance from Team Canada. And I was wrong about the Czech Republic, plus 2.5. I really thought Canada would sort of ease their way into this and sort of win 4-2. One good thing is, and only I could manage to do this somehow, by staying up basically for like 21 hours, I was up until like 6 a.m, like watching different events and this and that. I'm like, the Olympics are only on every 4 years, so I'll just, you know, I'll fight my way through this. I literally fell asleep like an hour before the hockey game at 7 a.m. here. And I woke up like midway through the first period. So I was like, thank God I missed the game. Like, I woke up like midway through the first. I'm like, damn it. I missed it. Like, I didn't get this in. I didn't do that. And I didn't do this. And I'm like, oh, but it's still scoreless. And I did like the over 5.5, actually. So maybe this isn't bad. So I, you know, full disclosure, I did lose the 2.5, but I hit an in-game over 4.5. And a play that, and I've been posting a million plays, but last night I hammered a play. And I'm going to go big again on this and on another big one here. I'm going bigger, though. Like, this is going to be like a screw you, F the world type of play. But they had head-to-head matchups. Which team is going to finish, like, higher in the standings through the Olympic tournament? And I just took Canada versus the USA, -145. I don't even think the USA are getting to the gold medal game personally, but I saw that at -145 just to be able to beat the U.S. I was like, yeah, all right. And I took Latvia to finish higher than France. And France lost 4-0. So Latvia played the United States. So let's get to the future and what's coming up right now. And if there's one man that I can count on probably having some exotic, I don't know, luge, bobsled, half pipe, Super G, Alpine, some sort of exotic Olympic bet. Big card, Julio. What's going on, Julio?
Gabe, I'm going to be sweating under 12.5. Japan, Denmark coming up here in the women's curling opening preliminary round match.
Japan and Denmark, huh? I just watched Denmark. I'm going to tell you what, man. The curling, the numbers are tight. So, like, yeah, 12.5. It's always 12.5 for 13. The men are basically 13.5, and the score seemed to sort of land right on the numbers. The women's curling is super close. They're all super close. There were a couple of sort of like couple of, you know, dominant performances on the ice, but I've actually watched a lot of curling so far. Like, when the curling's on, I'm actually getting into it and betting it. So Cam, what'd you think of Team Canada against the Czech Republic?
I thought it was fantastic. And usually, Gabe, you know, sometimes we talk about coming out slow. After the first couple minutes, these guys were amazing. All their stars showed up. You talked about it. It's really nice to see Bennington. He didn't have to make spectacular saves, but he made a few. That Bo Horvat goal, Morenci, it'll be played in the highlight reels tonight and Dan. And what a pass by Marchand. Just beautiful stuff. All these guys showed up. They played almost a perfect game. And you talked about it. The Czechs are no joke. Like, they're a very good hockey nation. And Canada beat them down today. It was, if not for Dostal, that could have been like a hell of a lot worse. So congratulations to Canada. They cover the puck line. Game stays under. So far in the hockey portion, every single hockey game, Gabe, has gone under. I'm not sure if the whole list of them is going to go under. I think maybe the USA game might go over, but great performance by Canada. I don't give out medals in the first game, but if they're going to play like that, beware, world, because these guys were on fire.
And Canada, now this is the toughest game that they had in their group. So not to take anything away from the other countries in their group, but just a sheer dominant performance for Team Canada. Their confidence is going to start to grow. And what's crazy is they've only had like 3 practices together. Right? 3-4 practices or whatnot. So they're only going to get better as like the week goes on and into next week. I think this is a case, and we talked with Terry Bowden about this about the Indiana Hoosiers. And it was funny. We talked about like game tape, and he said that like he wouldn't show, like if he was playing Indiana, he wouldn't show his team Indiana game tape. Which is pretty crazy, right? You think all these teams, no, they break down the film. And he said it would be demoralizing. He said if, like, you watch a team on tape and they're too good, it's going to freak your team out, right? Like, that they're going to see this and go, we can't beat that. Like, we're not as good as this team is. So, like, Bowden was talking about how, like, if you're the Indiana, he basically said, you isolate like the Iowa game this year that was close in a bad weather. And he said, you find a couple of drives that they look bad in and you show the kids that. People don't think about that. There's the psychology of like coaching, right? And he basically said, you find, and he talked about like the Penn State game. And he goes, you know, the Penn State game was kind of close. And he goes, so what we would do is you take some of the Penn State game. He said, you have to find them failing. You don't want to show your team Like, imagine if you're like a fighter too. Like, same thing like MMA guys, right? They all break down the tape, their camps and stuff. But imagine like you sit down in a room and you're breaking down the tape of Anderson Silva and you realize this guy's gonna like, he's gonna knock me out, right? He's gonna kick me in the head. I can't beat this guy. Like, if you watch his highlight reel, you're gonna be like, I can't beat that guy. No, you've got to find some night that he wasn't that good, even though he won, where like, and go, look, this is what the other guy did against him. That kind of worked a little bit. So I think like there's going to be a lot of coaches right now and players even. And I was thinking about this too, and I thought it was funny that I was just imagining how many NHL players in the Olympics, on the other teams, not in the Olympics, NHL players watching this. I thought to myself during the game today, I was like, man, I'd love to see the text messages that are going back and forth right now with players going, holy shit, look at these guys. Like it's almost in awe. I don't want to throw it there early, but like they could be like the best Team Canada ever. Like, you know what I mean? Like, if you look at the Team Canada hockey history, and it's obviously an illustrious one, it's always close. Right? Like Paul Henderson. Yeah, Paul Henderson scored with like 11 seconds left in Russia. Like, you know, Canada nearly lost. Sidney Crosby's goal in the Olympics in Vancouver, they nearly lost. It was overtime. It was an overtime. The Four Nations last year, overtime. Right? Like, it, honestly, if you look at like the history of Hockey Canada and their glory, it's never really been like they've never really just crushed everybody. Right, as great as they've been, it's always, or they've lost, right? You know what I mean? I haven't won every gold medal with the NHL players. So, like I said, I don't want to get too carried away early, but I was, you know, I'm watching this and I'm like, this is one of the best, this might be the best hockey team I've ever seen. Like, point blank.
The
best hockey teams I've ever seen before were the Montreal Canadiens, the Edmonton Oilers, the New York Islanders, Central Red Army, you know, Moscow Dynamo, you know, the Russians, you know, I saw like before Russians were in the league, I used to go see, they used to have like the Central Red Army would play the Montreal Canadiens on New Year's Eve. And they played to a 2-2 tie in like 1976. It's known as the greatest hockey game ever played. Right? Like, so I wasn't at that one, but it was like a tradition of Montreal. Think about how cool that was. Like, the Montreal Canadiens were like the Stanley Cup champions. And on New Year's Eve, they would schedule a game against Vlad, you know, Tretiak and Mishkov and all the, like, the Russian, you know, the best Russian team and go for real. And like they said, like, it's known. Like, look it up, guys. Just punch it in on YouTube. Russia, Montreal Canadiens, nice Central Red Army, 1970s. Greatest game ever played, like, 2-2. Stone cold even. Like, it was just one of those. Well, actually, the Canadians outshot them a lot, and Tretiak was amazing. But so my whole point is, yeah, Canada could be, like, dominant here. And, I mean, what other team could say, yeah, Sidney Crosby is the third-line center on the team? Yeah. I mean, you know you're a good one. Like, Bo Horvat's the worst guy on the team.
He played great.
He's tonight. Actually, like, I was like, yeah, Bo Horvat, you're kind of lucky you're on the team here, buddy. But I guess we needed 25 guys, so you're in. But, like, then he scored. And then Mitch Marner doing his thing with the beautiful pass and stuff. Like, I don't want to get too carried away, but I'm going to get carried away. That's a scary-ass looking hockey team.
I was just going to say, do I read too much into the Canadian third line with Mark Stone, Sidney Crosby, Mitch Marner, Drew Doughty? More so for Marner to where, all right, he leaves the chaos of Toronto, and now in this Olympic break, he gets a little camaraderie with Sidney Crosby that could maybe help him as they make that playoff push. Like, this team's insane. I've been following the Avs for years, so I'm obsessed with Cale Makar and Devon Taves and Nathan.
Yeah, look how good the Avs are, and it's all those Canadian guys plus other guys. Like, you know what I mean?
Exactly. It's those three and then everybody else.
But yeah, like Devon Taves is on the team. Cale Makar's on the team. Nate McKinnon's on the team. Darcy Kemper, not on the Avs anymore, but Darcy Kemper on the team. But yeah, it's just, it's very Dream Team-like. Like I said, it just sort of reminded me of like the first Dream Team where it's like, oh my God, like, and they're just, and Cam, you know, you obviously know hockey and they don't play. That's the whole thing. Like Sweden yesterday, we talk about it, the chemistry. Like Sweden are really good, but you saw Sweden yesterday. They weren't like locked in a system. It was basically like, yeah, listen, we're better than these guys and let's just tee it the fuck up. Like like they teed up 60 shots and, you know what I mean, eventually five of them went in type of deal. That's going to be my feeling with the USA. I think Canada, not only do Canada have the best players, not only are Canada the deepest team, they have by far the best coaching staff. Like John Cooper's a genius. He's a great coach. Canada won 5-0. He looked like, you know, Cignetti. He called them over to the bench after the game, didn't crack a smile, was sort of like, we didn't do this, we didn't do that.
That's so true.
Crosby and all the players, McKinnon looked like they lost 5-0. Like, they just all looked like, eh. It was funny because Nick Suzuki scored and he kind of smiled a little bit and he took the smile off his face right away. And I think it was one of those moments. I wish I could ask him when I was there and ask him about that and say, what about when you little grinned after you score, but you stopped? I think he realized, like, we don't smile on Team Canada. Like, you know what I mean? Yeah. I think he realized, like, we don't smile. Like, yeah, you scored. Big deal. Next. Like, they really have that sort of, like, oh, okay. Oh, Nate McKinnon doesn't smile after he scores. All right, I'm not either. Like, you follow the leaders. Right. And I think Suzuki's new to this. And he sort of looked over and he was all happy he scored. He's sort of like, oh, okay. Yeah. Okay. I'm not allowed to celebrate too much. Okay. Cool. Right. Man, USA score. These guys are playing Freebird and like doing backflips. You think they won the gold medal? Like, yeah, nice trick.
Yeah.
The Freebird. You know, another... It's like, hey, guys, you're okay. Good for you. You're beating Latvia. Like, you know what I mean? It's like,
just
settle down.
Point, Gabe, to your point, well, obviously, Cooper and the staff are the best. And think about this. The weight of the world is on these guys now because also look at Canada's junior program and the way they've been losing and they used to dominate and they don't. So I think these guys have taken upon themselves, Cooper, everybody.
Oh, they don't care about that.
My point being is the world, like they understand the pressure. They're not screwing around in practice. They're going out there. They already have brilliant lines and Cooper's done a great job putting all different guys together, veterans and young guys, and making it work. So that's the whole thing. Like they didn't take the Czech Republic lightly. They went in there and you talked about a military style practice. And then you go out there and you beat the crap out of these guys and dominate a game early. And this is the thing. It takes time for chemistry, but all this hard work that they put in preparation with the brains that they have behind the bench really showed today.
I talked about this before the tournament started about loving the USA to win. And we all like Canada to win. I don't know, it still could be tricky along the way, but obviously the numbers have changed and you're not going to get the same number right now. The USA is up to -275, I see right now at FanDuel, at Bet365. I think it's a little higher at FanDuel, but don't be fooled by Canada winning 5-0 against the Finns in women's hockey. They can't beat the USA. They won't be able to do it. Like, they just can't. Like, the U.S., it's an awesome. It's very similar to the men. Like, Canada's women are really good, and they kind of hung around in that game against the U.S. the other night. But Canada needs to, like, exert so much energy not giving up goals to the USA. They don't get any scoring opportunities of their own. Like, that's what happened with the Czech Republic today. They were just hanging off for dear life all the time. Like, they never had the puck. So and it's always like, man, oh, God, we got to stop Marner. Oh, God, Crosby has the puck now. Marner has the puck now. And it's like, it's stupid annoying if you're an opponent for that. And it just wears you out. It's like whack-a-mole. Like, you know what I mean? There was one of the goals there. There were, like I said, there were four Czech defenders in the crease. And Mike Johnson said it. He goes, they just didn't know who to defend. What are you going to do? Like, you know what I mean? You got Crosby, you got Marner. Like, where are you going to go? It's like, it really is. Like, it's almost like having Randy Moss and Jerry Rice and like Michael Irvin on the field at the same time. It's like, well, we can't cover them all. And someone's going to be open. And by the way, the guy that's open is Jerry Rice. He's going to be wide open. So we got a problem. Like it's basically like if I was a coach of one of these teams, like if I was a Swedish coach right now, I'd be in one of the bars in the Olympic Village. I'd be like... Like my collar loose and my tie loose. I'd just be like, oh.
It's like Gil
from The
Simpsons.
I'd be asking strangers, anybody have a system to beat Canada? You guys got it. You got a system.
Like, so beat like, down. Yeah. Well, after one game, you're right, Gabe. It's Gil. Ooh, yeah. Times are tough.
I would even tell. Like, I'm dead serious. I tell the person, yeah, don't watch their highlights. Like, just don't watch. Like, we'll worry about it when we played them. Like,
exactly.
Just don't watch them.
That was
like I said, Canada are going to be on a bad mood. Right? You know what I mean? It's going to be a bunch of dudes. I didn't score. I didn't play that good today. I got to be better. Like, scary stuff. All right. So, Julio, what do you got as far as bets for the Olympics coming up Thursday night, Friday, etc., and the future events?
I'm looking to, you convinced me on Canada, so I'm just going to parlay Team USA women with Team Canada to win gold. I'll try to pull up the men's number on Bet365. The women are Team USA women.
They froze the men right now with Bet365. So let me see it, FanDuel. I don't, FanDuel wouldn't freeze it. Bet365 has a lot of hockey. They're like, no, you're not beating
us.
Action. Like,
yeah, shut it down.
We got to adjust our numbers here. Hold on.
FanDuel's like, yeah, we don't care. Leave the number up. Like, so here it is. Yeah, so Canada's now plus 100. That's, wow.
You thought it would be minus.
Well, yeah. You know what? Yeah. It didn't really move, Cam. It was plus 130 at FanDuel all week, and it actually dropped finally to like plus 100 yesterday. But yeah, you know, I am surprised, Cam, because I guess the book, the computer already assumed Canada was going to win this game. Yes. So this is where there's no human element to this. So, like, the computer did not move the line. They're like, all right, big deal. Canada beat the Czech Republic. They were supposed to, so they're still plus 100. Yeah, but did you see the way they beat the Czech Republic? Like, you know what I mean? They didn't win 2-1. They didn't win 3-2. They didn't win, like, they just steamrolled them. And we've seen every other team strike. Like, they just steamrolled them. Yeah, I would be like, yeah, man, after watching the eyeball cam, I'd be like, yeah, man, hey, move the number, make Canada
tell you
minus
one thing,
150
Dave?
Favorites here.
The books don't want, the books are like, they're in the liability room, like drinking, having like, you know, a whiskey
on
the rocks.
FanDuel just doesn't care.
Yeah. Yeah, no, they don't care.
They don't care. They don't care about hockey.
I love FanDuel.
Beat them. They won't stop you.
Like, that's right. Other books are in there going, damn it.
They're
how much
more
money
worried
we're
about
lose?
An SEC college basketball game like than they are this. They don't care.
If Canada wins, some of these other books are losing their minds. They're going to go, oh, my God, we're going to get sunk. Like, they're praying for other teams. But, yeah, no, hey, we have to see what the USA is going to do in this game. But you couldn't ask for a better performance. But, yeah, no, it's just scary. If they're good, if they're this good, this quick.
Holy crap. Wow. So look, it's plus 158, guys. I got it up here, Julio FanDuel. It's Canada win gold, USA to win gold. So Canada win gold, men's, USA to win gold.
Great price.
Women, plus 158 right now. So you're still getting. Now, listen, yes. It was a lot better when I gave this last week at plus 340.
Yep.
But now, still a good price here, Julio, at plus 158.
Well, I'm adding that to my portfolio. I did get the plus 300 last week. So it's not bad to restock on some good supply. So I will add that.
Plus you put yourself to not so much in a hedge, but even I'm thinking, I think USA is going to win. The women will be over first. But let's just say hypothetically, I go into like the gold medal game with Canada at the back end of a million parlays and stuff. It gives us the option to take like the puck line, at least on the other team. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, I don't have to hedge, but I'd be like, all right, Canada's playing Sweden in the final and I'm loaded up on Canada here. So yeah, give me Sweden +2.5 goals. You know what I'm saying? Give me Sweden +3.5 or whatnot. And I've done that before. And you can sort of build your portfolio and hit both sides, but I advocate this parlay still. Canada to win men's gold medal and men's hockey, USA to win gold medal and women's ice hockey.
Team USA women, you mentioned it yesterday, talking to one source. They wanted to skate a little bit with Team Canada in the first period and then exerted their will in the second and third period. Team USA can outskate anyone in the women's tournament. A lot of their best skaters are mid-20s in the collegiate game, so very dominant performance by the women. They play Italy tomorrow. It's 7.5 the total. I'm going to take under 7.5. I think USA win maybe 7-0. That would be nice. But they got to exert their will early to take out that pro-Italian crowd tomorrow.
The U.S. women's hockey team are really good, but man, are they unlikable. Like, they just – and – it's fair, whatever. It is what it is. It's always been really nasty. People don't realize the nastiness. Like, people think, oh, it's a rivalry and stuff like that. Like, dude, like, the U.S. women stomped on the Canadian flag years ago, if you remember, in their locker room. Like, they really do not like each other for real. And I don't really need to tell people, like, women are a lot meaner than men. Like, you know, dudes will talk smack. Yep. You know, yeah, fuck you in the corner, and they'll hit each other and stuff. But, like, Dude, like these women, like one of the girls scored on the U.S. Like, I don't know what the hell she said to the players on Canada after, but like she got in their face and like that little Abby Murphy, like I couldn't say it because it would come across wrong. So I said, if I was a player on team, if I was a woman's player on Team Canada, I would kill her. But you got this little Abby Murphy girl. She's like an NCAA player. She's a stud. Like she's definitely like it's, but she's so annoying. She's like tiny. So she's really small and she dives and flops. Like she could be a two sport Olympian. Like you hit the pool girl, like in the summer and you could be an Olympian. Cause all you do is dive. And anytime anyone goes near her, like she like literally like throws herself in the air and she's little. So like the refs fall for it all the time. So like she gets touched a little bit and she goes down hard and then she runs her mouth after she scores and stuff. And she's really small. And yeah, they might be women, but don't think like there's not like, you know, like, she's a girl. Don't think like these middle-aged women on Team Canada or moms aren't thinking, I want to bitch slap this girl so hard. Like, I like what Cassie Campbell admitted it. Cassie Campbell got so mad yesterday. Former women's hockey legend. She's on TV now. She basically like went off at the intermission about like, you're a great player, Abby Murphy, but you're a disgrace. And like, I don't know why your teammates don't tell you like to stop embarrassing the sport. Like you're bad for women's hockey. This isn't like stop diving all the time. And then she said, I wish I was still playing and I'd show you like basically. And you know, but they're great, but whatever, dude, Canada also beat them for years and Canada didn't run their mouth as much, but Canada are kind of just arrogant about it. Like Canadians are good at like, they don't have to say like just with the look and stuff. Like, so it's sheer hatred between these two, like the men and the Canadian men and the American men, it's a big competition, but they don't hate each other. I mean, like they're on the same teams in the NHL and stuff. Like these women, like they really, really do not like each other. And it's not going to end well for Canada in the gold medal game. So that's my point. USA, Canada. All right. So Friday, we're back at it on the ice. That's one good thing here. The hockey just keeps coming at us right now. So you got Canada and Switzerland. And once again, I'm a very surprised that there hasn't been more of a move. There will be before puck drop, guys. But Canada are -2.5 against Switzerland. -2.5, -118. And I'll tell you what, Switzerland are good, but so are the Czech Republic, and they just lost 5-0. And Canada won't even be happy with their performance. They'll say, oh, we could be better. I'm like, you know, lay the 2.5, guys. Cam, what's your pick? Canada, Switzerland.
It's unbelievable, too. So on FanDuel game, we talk about this. It's -1.5 and -200 juice for Canada. But I would also make a bet, like, Switzerland maybe to not score in the game. They might get one, but I don't see them getting more than one the way the defense and everybody played team hockey today. I'm thinking probably along the lines of 5-0 Canada. That'd be my prediction. Very similar to today.
My guess is tomorrow the Logan Thompson will be the starting goalie for Team Canada. They're not going to play Binnington every day. That's back-to-back. So, and it won't be a problem. I've got confidence in Logan Thompson. For the record, the total is 5.5. Julio, you're going to play Canada, Switzerland tomorrow. Yep.
Under, excuse me, -2.5 Canada, -118, 365, under 1.5 goals, Switzerland, -105, yes. Under 0.5 goal, 4-1, bet 365.
I like that under 1.5 Switzerland, even if they get one, you win there, even if they get a squeaker.
I like speaking that. Of pure hatred, I said to U.S. players in Canada, it is heavily hyped in North America and stuff, but they're all, for the most part, friends. Little bit different with the Finns and the Swedes. Mm-hmm. They don't like each other. It's not just like a, like Finnish people and Swedish people don't like each other. It's not just like a hockey thing. Right. I never forget. Like, I've been in Europe before, but I was on a train going to a Metallica concert. It was in Germany and I was in Amsterdam for like 2-3 weeks type thing. And yeah, I was sort of buzzing around on trains or around Europe and stuff. And I'll never forget, I was on the train and I met a bunch of Swedish guys and they told me like, oh yeah, it's all great, but watch out for the Finns. They're the biggest jerks in the world and stuff. And I met a Finnish guy. And he's like, I'll never meet someone more arrogant than a Swedish. Like, it was funny, like, years ago, I realized, like, even just in social settings, like, they don't like each other. And, you know, when they – in hockey, they really, like, it's for real. Like, I don't like to put in context. Like, it's like Michigan, Ohio State, like, on steroids. Like, they really do not like losing to each other. And the Olympic Committee are sadistic bastards and put them in the same group together. So they got to play each other. And Sweden had 60 shots on goal on the Italians and couldn't break through. They've ended up scoring five. And then, of course, Gustafsson was okay as the game went on, but he wasn't great early. And Finland were humiliated, embarrassed by Slovakia. So you're going to have an angry Finnish team here against the Swedes, and quite frankly, a desperate Finnish team. Finland don't want to go 0-2 to start the Olympics. What's your pick, Ken?
I'm going to tell you, Marinci, I actually like the fact that the Finns got beat down. I might come to them. I think they can actually play with Sweden. It was embarrassing. Slovakia is a lot better than people think. The Sweden performance against Italy, sure, they had a lot of shots, but I still wasn't impressed. And one thing is, the Finns are going to be angry. Everyone's going to think Sweden's going to be some kind of lock in this game. I disagree. I think it's going to be very, very tight. I might take a shot with Finland, Gabe. I think the Finns can show up. And losing like that, you know they're going to come out hot. This is country pride right now. They have a lot of guys on their team. But Gabe's point, Julio, Saros didn't play very well. Like, they need better goaltending. That's the whole thing. Their goalie really let them down. And their defense was too many breakdowns.
Sweden are -193 on the money line. Total is 5.5. It should be a low-scoring game, but I don't fully trust Saros, and I don't trust – I think Finland will be better, but I think Sweden are going to beat them. I got it like 3-2. The only thing is, in the Olympics, these coaches get really weird with the pulling the goalie and stuff. So, like, it's always scary betting an under in an Olympic game. Julio, your pick, Finland, Sweden. I got to stick with the Swedes.
Yeah, I just don't like the price on the money line at -193. So I got to find a way to play the Swedes. I do think it'll be a one score game. So I'm going back and forth, but I just don't like the price on the Swedes. But I do think they would.
You know, I put a bet in who'll be the leading goal scorer for the Czech Republic. I took Pastrnak, obviously. I took Pastrnak +125.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. On the track, my car's look is everything. But today, I'm talking about more than just paint schemes. I'm talking about my favorite games at Chumba Casino. Check out exclusives like Stampede Fury and my own King Croc Fury. It's just as wild as my car look in Texas. With over 200 games and new ones weekly, play for free at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
They don't have a goal yet.
No goals.
I got McDavid down most goals on Team Canada. Every time someone scored today, I was like, damn it. Like,
I got a most points game.
Damn it. I don't have that, though. I got most goals. So I was like, damn.
Be fine.
Every time someone scored, I'd be happy that it wasn't the same person that scored. No one scored two arcades.
I was like,
all right, good. All right, I wasn't.
And I will, but Gabe, you watched the game.
All right, that's Suzuki. I'm like, all right, Suzuki, you're not getting too many more. All right.
Dostal made all of it like that. He made two point blank saves on McDavid that were ridiculous. His two best saves of the game were like McDavid opened net. Yeah. The guy's doing like a scissor kick. I'm like, are you kidding me? Like, we could add way more points in that game.
The whole thing is it won't take a lot, Ken. Four goals will win this bet, like on Team Canada.
I agree.
4 or 5. Czech Republic, 2 or 3. I got Dreisaitl to be the leading scorer on Team Germany as well. But listen, I picked Sweden to go to the gold medal. I don't have a problem with the way they played, actually. They were a little sloppy early. Whatever, dude. They thought, this is going to be easy. We're playing a bunch of Italian dudes. Like, you know, whatever. They were 6-goal favorites in the game.
Yeah.
And it wasn't like they sucked. They did outshoot them like 31-3 in the first period. Like, that Clara goalie was unbelievable. What are you going to do? Right? Kid got drafted by the Ducks, actually. But the thing is with Italy, and I want to check up on this, their goalie got hurt. He stopped Pettersson on a breakaway, and it was a great save. It, like, extended, like, I hurt my hamstring, like, looking at it. Like, when I saw him do it, I was like, oh, that's got to hurt. Like, the disparity, just kicked the pad out, like, but he popped something when he did it. Like, he couldn't stop. He couldn't stand after. He had to come out of the game. The goalie, the Fidani kid that came in, the goalie for Italy that came in, a backup, I was worried at first because I'm like, wow. I didn't realize the Clara dude. The Clara goalie who got drafted by the Ducks, he's a young, he's like 19, 20 type thing only, but he's a draft pick. Lower round draft pick by the Ducks. He's good. Like, you can see, like, his form, his whatever, like, his technique, like, he just, his angles, like, he looks like, wow, this kid's a world-class goalie. And I didn't realize, though, he was 6'6", right? So, like, he took up a lot of the net. The Fidani kid came in, who's actually from Milan, is, like, small. And I was like, oh, boy, but he had good instinct. Like, he looked good. It wasn't his fault. Like, he gave up a couple of goals when after, but it was a shooting gallery. It wasn't his fault. So, but something to keep your eye on with Clara moving forward. Italy plays Slovakia. Slovakia are 3.5 goal favorites, although it's plus 140. So you can lay the 2.5, I guess, if they put an alt line up. And you got the Czech Republic and France. And Czech Republic are 3.5 goal favorites, guys. This game is going to be just like the women in the U.S. game was, where Canada loses like 5-0 to the American women. And then their next game, they turn around and they beat Finland 5-0. It's going to be the same type of thing. France are probably the worst team in this tournament. France and Italy, like, they're the two worst teams. They're going to be battling, like, they're the two worst teams. We saw France was already overwhelmed by Switzerland. And now if you're the Czech Republic, think, guys. Put it this way, Julio. It's like Chicago State opening up with Duke, and now you're
and Duke wants to cover.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, Duke wants to cover. Now you're playing a conference team. Yeah. So I'm just saying, like, the Czech Republic tomorrow is going to get on the ice and start skating around and be like, oh, it's not Kale McCarr in front of me right now. I'm going to go around this French dude. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's going to – Czech Republic roll France tomorrow. That's those are my – what do you got, Julio?
Well, you sold me there, Gabe. France under team total 1.5, minus 165. And Le Bleu under 0.5 goal at plus 275.
All right. What other sports do we have here coming up?
Well, you guys weren't kidding about these Bet365, man. Live curling in the Olympics. Why, my, oh, my, oh, my. 2-1 right now. Live total was still 12.5. And that U.S. number, U.S.-Sweden, 1-1 after four ends. 11.5 the total.
You know what, Julio? I like to go to more drunken books. Bet365 is the guy that's always, like, you know what I mean? He's always up. He's always aware. They're like the golf numbers, too. Like, that's why I have a couple other places I shop, because Bet365 is, they're like Ginsu's, man. These guys don't give away money. They're good.
I bet they have someone monitoring the virtual games, the virtual hockey, virtual soccer. They've got everyone watching everything there.
Good call. Good call. That's funny. It's probably
the curling. I put in some plays here too.
I went to a curling club this week. So my local radio station doing a couple of Olympic stories, one on the women's hockey player, Tessa Janicki, another on curling. I went to the curling club. Man, I had no idea. It's one big drinking social. Oh, dude, all these tournaments.
Curlers,
man,
it was awesome. The biggest piss tanks.
It's like a bowling alley. Yeah. It's like a bowling alley on ice.
On ice, yeah.
It truly is. They had four kegs, different types of beer, the full kitchen, slow cookers for their potlucks. Or
a lot of drunks go to the curling rink instead of the bar because they like want to be, because everyone knows them at the bar. Then they start drinking at the curling rink.
Exactly. The curling is like their culture is. Some people take it seriously and don't get wasted and stuff. But
that's
like,
true.
Generally, though, it's like the golfers, Julio. Like, people go to the curling rink. And they always have a bar in the curling rink.
Exactly.
So you go to the curling rink, you have a couple of drinks before, you don't get like blasted before, but, and then you bet, right? It's sort of like the culture. All right, let's go toss some rocks. Loser after pays for the drinks, right?
Exactly.
So basically, yeah. Everybody's drunk in the building. So you got guys that already played or girls already, you know what I mean? So like people already played, they're in the bar. You got pre players, they're in the bar. I remember we went that curling, I was like, I had like a glass drink in my hand. I left the bar and I walked onto the sheet of ice. And everybody got the guy comes over. He goes, "What are you, an idiot?" He goes, "There's no glass. Like, you have plastic exactly. cups out here." Like,
that's right.
And you go, "What?" And he goes, "Dude, if you fall on the ice, you're gonna fall on the glass. You're gonna cut yourself." And I told him, I'm good on ice. I won't fall. He goes, everybody says that. I was like, I'm fine. I played hockey. I can stand on ice. I'm like, don't worry about it. I don't know if you remember, Cal. Julio was funny. We went curling. And dude, like, I literally, Julio, nearly put the rock through the board.
Oh, dude, your speed of your rocks. I even came up to you, Morency. I'm like, that's a fastball. Oh, you're a smash. It's like, it's slivers
rock,
of the wood.
The rock's like 40 pounds. It's heavy. Yeah, so, like, I was like, man, this thing's a lot heavier than I thought it was. So I'm like, all right, I better get some steam on this thing. So I like, and I didn't realize because of the weight, it really takes off as it starts going. Right. So, like, I had a couple of rocks, and all you heard was like, boom, boom. Yeah. And then the curling marshal came over. He's like, hey, you got to ease up, man.
The average weight of a curling rock is 42 pounds.
You got to put that rock 44. Through the board, man. Like, he goes, it was like a dent in the board. He goes, you got to, he even showed me. He goes, just let it go, man, and trust it. Yeah, I wasn't trying to be a jerk, but I was drunk. I was like, I said, yeah, I didn't know. I thought, he goes, no, just let it go. Let it go softly. It'll do the work, right? And I was like, all right. I really liked it. I enjoyed throwing the rocks, but I got to tell you what, guys. Anybody that thinks when you watch curling and you're like, oh, that looks fun, the sweeping and stuff, it's not. It's not at all. It's hard, man. Yep. It's hard on your arms. It's fast.
Hard on your back.
Like, if I was a curler, I'd be like, yeah, I'm not doing the sweeping. I'm just the tosser. Like,
yeah, you want to be the skip, but the problem is you need the sweepers. They're the key. That's the whole problem. It's hard work.
Yeah. Like the softness.
Perfect.
You need your balance, a good balance, a good shoe.
You need everything. Man. It's tough.
I was watching Denmark play Canada in women's curling. I swear to God, like, some of the shots that the girl from Denmark made, Canada ended up winning 10-4, but Denmark early were like, it was tied, and Denmark were up 3-2 and whatnot, and it was almost like trick pool shots. Like, I'm watching this, and there's literally like six rocks in her way, and I'm like, I'm like, I don't know how the hell you're going to get it around this. Like just, I don't know. It's like, bend it like Beckham style, guys. Like, there were like six rocks in the middle. She basically, like, bowling. Like, she threw the rock down the side, and it actually started to sort of spinning and curling left after. Like, it was basically like a goal kick. Cool. You know what I mean? Like, she, you know, the ball's in the air, and it's like, no way it's going to start changing angles. And the rock started spinning. And like Cam said, the sweepers are so important. They literally swept it, like, right into the middle. Yep. Like, even the Canadian curling crew, or I don't know, it's the guy's a legend and stuff. Even he was like, that's one of the best shots I've ever seen in my life. Like, it was unbelievable. And same thing in Canada late, like Mishkew late, Emma Mishkew, she was drilling these shots, man. I tell you, like, I don't think the Canadian men are going to win, but I think the Canadian women have a shot of winning the gold medal.
You guys know how much a curling rock costs? Take a guess.
Oh, a curling rock? How much does it cost?
Yeah, like for a professional rock.
To buy one?
One rock, yeah.
I don't know. $1,400.
Yeah, not close. $900. $900 USD average. Like, that's the whole thing. So think about how many curling clubs, how many rocks.
It's granite, I think. It's a nice sort of granite.
Yeah, they only make it in one place in Scotland. Out of Craig, like, it's called Craig Scotland, and it's special granite, Gabe. $900 per rock? How many rocks there are at a curling club? That's a lot of rocks.
A lot of money.
It was crazy, too. The rock actually looks like that mountain in Scotland. I just saw that this morning about the rock. There's a picture of the rocks in Scotland and all that, and invented, and like, but... And granite, but it actually looked like the mountain, like the rock, like the actual curling, the way it is. But yeah, think about it. That's valuable material, and you got 42 pounds of it. Right? You know what I mean?
Exactly. We're stealing rocks. It's heavy, though. It's very heavy, 42, 44 pounds.
That's crazy. It's hard to rob a curling store.
you're right.
Steal it's like, rocks. Yeah. You're carrying these things out of there.
Give me those
rocks. You got to back up the truck. I wonder, too. I want to look this up. So, like, hockey sticks will blow your mind, like, how much hockey sticks cost.
Yeah. A refurbished rock is $450 too. Like, that's
what's
crazy.
an elite curling broom? Curling broom. I want to see how much a curling broom cost.
Yeah, for the good ones?
A couple hundred bucks is my guess.
At least.
It's kind of like in bowling.
All right, here we go. Curling brooms. I'm on goallinecurling.com. Nice. Shout out to my friends at goallinecurling.com. Thank you for sponsoring the podcast today. Yeah. No, just kidding. Watch that movie. What's the movie? The Will Ferrell basketball movie? The Tropic...
That movie was wicked.
Thunderdome, Tropic, whatever the hell it's called. You know,
I forget.
An ABA team. We try to get to see
him. I love that movie. It's good.
I haven't fully seen it. I saw it like a bit.
Oh, Semi-Pro.
Semi-Pro.
So like, I saw it in my hotel the other day in San Francisco a bit, but I was like, yeah, I got to watch the whole thing. It was actually a pretty funny part. Like, so he owns the terrible team or so in his hands, and he's got like the promo shot that he doesn't think anyone will ever hit. And he's like, oh, I want to thank our friends at Bavaria Beer, the best beer in Pennsylvania. He starts going off about Bavaria Beer. And then when Buddy wins, he's all mad. And he goes, I don't have the money to pay the guy. And the priest, remember the reverend, the referee says to him, he goes, don't worry about it. Your sponsor's going to pay. It's a sponsor contest. And Will Ferrell says to him, he goes, they're not a sponsor. I lied. He goes, it just sounds professional to say that.
Yeah. That movie's good.
It's too good. Like, he goes, the way he said, I've been there in this industry. It's like, well, you know what? Budweiser isn't paying us, but it'll make us look better. We just say, yeah, we're representing my Budweiser. Like, I swear to God, there's a lot of kids on the internet. It's like, your show's not presented by FanDuel. You got a FanDuel logo on your thing.
Yeah.
Like,
you
know what I mean? You're probably an affiliate. Difference. You need like X amount of views to get.
Well, that's the whole thing. You just nailed it, Julio. Yeah. When you see all these podcasts and stuff like that, like, and they'll have a FanDuel or a DraftKings thing. It's not like, oh, yeah, DraftKings are paying them. It's like, no. People sign up through their podcast. It's called an affiliate. You become an affiliate. Right? I used to be an affiliate, SIA, bookmaker, whatever. And we used to be open about it, right? We say, I sign up, like Mayo, like Pat Mayo does.
Yep.
Right? Like, cool betting these people aren't paying Pat Mayo, but he slaps up the Cool Bet logo up, and they work with him and promos and stuff like that. And then Pat's getting 10-20%, right, of the losses, not the wins, you know what I mean? But he's getting 10-20% of the losses after. You get enough clients, it adds up, right? The whole thing is you got to be open about it. You got to say, yeah, this is an affiliate of mine, and you're going to get a 20% or 25% bonus by signing up, but I'm going to get a percentage also. Otherwise, then you're just shady about it, right? Yeah. If you're telling people, oh, yeah, sign up or like, you know what I mean? Like, sign up there and you don't tell them, yeah, I'm actually like making a commission off you signing up. That's shady to me. But if you're upfront about it, I got no problem. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you do a podcast and it says, all right, you know, promo code Sports Rage. Like, you're not hiding it. I don't like when people hide it, but. Elite curling brooms, they seem to go from about the cheap ones, cheap whatever. The standard semi-pro ones are like $90. And this is the top of the line. Carbon fiber impact broom, $189.
Yeah, good call, Julio,
$200.
Ooh, okay. Just over, the price is right. Close.
I think I'm going to order one of these just for my
after
kitchen.
Taxes, you're probably nailed it. Yeah.
Yeah,
get one just for the kitchen. Have like a carbon fiber.
Why buy a Swiffer? I got a professional curling broom when I broke these ashtrays.
That's it. You stick those Swiffer things on the bottom of it. You got your best damn mop in the world.
At this curling club, this community I live in, a lot of elderly, so they've got an accessory where you can put it on the broom and it helps you give you more balance to help you sweep better so you don't blow your back out.
That's amazing.
You're 70 or 80 years old.
Curling is the one thing that, too, when it's on, it really gets a boost. You'll see, like, Julio, so you did a feature of your news station. You'll see, like, that curling place is going to be booked solid for, like, the next, like, months now. Because everyone's going to see this. Oh, let's get some – oh, let's go curling. I'd see – oh, there's a curling rink here. Oh, like – everybody sees curling because you see snowboarding and you're like, yeah, I can't do that.
Yeah, good luck.
Like you see the luge. Oh, let's go lugeing. Okay.
Sure.
Like, yeah, you're not even allowed. You'll kill yourself. Like, they won't let you on the track. Like, you know what I mean? These people see curling. It's like, oh, I could do that. You know what I mean? It's like, oh, I could do that. That's pretty fun.
But once people know it's more of a social club, a place to hang out, drink, I think people would love it even more.
You know honestly. What I gotta do? I say I'm always going to do things. I never do them. But I got to do it is that I'm in an athletic, like, city, part of Vancouver. Like, it's pretty cool. Like, Justin Morneau, Hall of Famer Justin Morneau, grew up here. Like, the baseball state, they got a nice baseball park. It's called Justin Morneau Field. The hockey rink is nice. They've got a curling rink. They've got their own lacrosse arena, specific only lacrosse. Lacrosse was invented in the town I'm in Vancouver, but New Westminster specifically.
Some of those, like, native teams in BC.
The Lacrosse Hall of Fame.
You know that.
The Lacrosse Hall of Fame. Yeah, I know. The Lacrosse Hall of Fame is, like, literally two blocks from me type deal. And there's, like, this nice park. Like I said, Justin Morneau Field. They got tennis courts, basketball courts. But I see it's, like, pristine grass and super nice. And I don't see too many people there. Like, it's not that busy. It's usually kind of empty. Once in a while, I'll see some, like, old, like, older white hair type. But lawn bowling. I got to get into the lawn bowling.
Lawn bowling's amazing.
I got to get, you know, have some drinks and go lawn bowling in the pristine. I did it before when I was a teenager, actually. We used to sneak into this country club and play tennis overnight and stuff, and, like, smoke weed and play tennis. But they had lawn bowling too. So we used to, like, play for money and stuff. I always thought it was cool. But now that I'm older, I'm like, yeah, you know what? I'll really go chill with the old people, play some, we'll try to hustle.
You
some
said it,
man.
Long bowling.
You want to bet $100 bucks, old man? Let's go.
It's like Augusta, man. See how beautiful and like it's not a blade. Like, it's gorgeous facilities, man. It's nice. I like long bowling too.
Swear to God, like I said last night, man. I know Snoop Dogg is cloned. There's got to be like 12 of them. He's in every event everywhere. It's like he's at the snowboard half pipe right now. It's like, dude, like, where are you not at? Like, seriously, Snoop Dogg.
And that's not far. That's not easy to get to, right? From Milan to Cortina, eh?
No,
it's out there. Like, man, I tell you what, Cortina is beautiful, man. These mountains are unbelievable, like on TV. The visual is unbelievable. You know, though, that they pay Snoop Dogg $500,000 a day.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
That's his salary.
That's his rate.
NBC could maybe invest in better commentators for some of these fringe sports, but instead we have Snoop Dogg.
Because, yeah, he does, because the Olympics are like 24 days, but when you do the travel and everything, he got the same deal for the summer, I saw. So basically it's 30 days, you know, promos, whatever, show up, NBC parties with the big wigs, 24 days and you know, at the games or whatnot, $15 million he gets.
Unbelievable.
He gets $15 million plus expenses paid to hang at the Olympics.
Unreal.
He goes on like once a day, but like, you know what I mean? They send him, he's all over the place. But you know what's really funny is, and this is a shout out to Snoop Dogg at least for not changing, is that he pissed NBC off. NBC staff, other broadcasters and stuff complained that Snoop Dogg was smoking so much weed in his hotel room that the entire floor smelled like weed. And other like five-star people were flipping out about it. And it's not only that, it's illegal. It was illegal in London where they were, right? Like, or where the hell were they? Where they were in France. That was it. It's not even legal. And Snoop Dogg has enough money that Snoop Dogg said, I apologize to everybody. And Snoop Dogg just got his own floor.
Smart.
So like Snoop Dogg actually rented out Michael Jackson used to do that just to be alone. Like Michael Jackson used to rent out an entire hotel floor so he could just walk in the hallway if he wanted and like, no one would have, like, you know what I mean? So, yeah, Snoop Dogg wants smoke weed. So they said, all right, they compromised. And Snoop Dogg literally got an entire floor, like the night floor of the entire hotel with Snoop Dogg. And they told him, like, only smoke weed on a night floor. Don't leave. Like, you're not allowed. So I can't help but think right now, Snoop Dogg's on a mountain right now, blazing a few right now, and no one's going to stop him. All right, Julio and Cam, we're going to get it out of here. But, Julio, great bet. I wanted to ask you about this. So you got it in at 10-1 with Miami of Ohio to go undefeated? Because it's down to plus 375 now.
I did. Yeah, that was the last time I was with you guys. So that was 3 weeks ago when it was the score bet, which took over ESPN bet. They had three-team prop who would finish undefeated. Arizona, Nebraska, and Miami of Ohio. Ohio had the best price at 10-1. I felt they had the easier path. As I mentioned on the show, we all were in agreement that UMass was probably going to be one of the most difficult games. They had two games left, and here we are, as you mentioned, 3-1, just over 3-1 to go undefeated.
They're plus 375 now. I like your number. I missed out. I should have did it when it was like plus 650, plus 750 after I missed the 10 to 1. Because I kind of think they are, but the problem is they have seven games left. And they play the Ohio Bobcats twice. And Ohio aren't great, but they hate them, right? It's their rival. You talked about the UMass game. It's at UMass, right? I don't know. There's just a couple of tricky spots for the plus 375. Just not enough to get me into it. And how about last night, Northwestern? Northwestern, we're up by like 9 and 11 and at the half on Michigan. And then in the second half, I hammered Michigan last night and on the money line when they were down. And then it was like, all right, Michigan are going to get mad in the second half. They're going to come back. Northwestern went on a run to start the second half. Next thing you know, Michigan, it was their biggest deficit of the year. Michigan were down by 16 with like 13 minutes left last night at Northwestern. But Michigan somehow ended up nearly covering. It was wild. Like, Michigan were 16-point favorites. They ended up winning by like 11 or 12 in the end. Like, they just went on a crazy – they flicked the switch. They went on the run. But I'm not a fan of it. But like Jalen Rose said after the game on the broadcast last night, he said it's good to get tested, right? You know what I mean? You don't want to – if you blow everybody out all year, you're not really learning. So, nice win for the Michigan Wolverines. And we'll start talking some March Madness with Julio in the coming weeks. And we got the WBC Baseball Classic coming up, too.
Lord willing, next week I'm with you guys at Gabe and Cam. Chinese New Year right around the corner. It's the year of the horse this year. Backstory, I met a guy, former Ron the Farmer, a wheat farmer and a goat farmer from Colorado. Big-time gambler. This guy loves to gamble. First time I met him, Chinese New Year, like 4 or 5 years ago in Colorado. It was the year of the tiger. So we were just betting teams with Tigers in college basketball and had a pretty good run. And we've done this the last few years. Last year was the year of the snake. So we had Florida A&M.
A&M, the Rattlers.
The Rattlers. Only one team in Division I.
Who's the horse team then? The horse team in college basketball?
There's a plenty. So we've got Murray State. We've got SMU. Any team with a pony.
Santa Clara,
yeah. So I'm going to start compiling a list, and next week I'll present to the class Chinese New Year, the year of the horse.
Wow.
Same for maybe horse racing. Same for maybe pro sports with a horse as their mascot. So we'll dive into that next week.
I famously did it before 10 years ago when I was in Vegas in the Vegas days. I got into all that Asian stuff. I just jumped out. I was like, oh, it's the year of the horse. Huh? I was like, all right, let's take the Broncos to win the Super Bowl. And they actually made it, but they lost. They lost in the Super Bowl, but they made it. So when you said that, Julio, I was like, the horse. I was like, yeah, same thing. Like, take the Broncos to make the Super Bowl next year.
Yep.
Or if you go by the Super Bowl logo, the Chicago Bears.
Yep.
I actually think the Bears are dangerous next year, but the funniest thing from the Seattle Seahawks parade was some Karen. There's a lady on a bike, and she's like, she's the bike lane. There's a million and a half people there. And a lady on a bike, like, lost it that people were standing in the bike lane. And she went up to the cops and started freaking out at the cops about this. And the cops, like, laughed in her face. And they told her, do you know, like, Seattle's won the Super Bowl? They're like, you know, it's a parade. Like, they were like, why do you have your bike here anyways? They were like, and they sort of turned it on her. It was too good, man. And she started flipping out, like, Karen's alive and well in Seattle. Yeah, so she was going off. But speaking of the Chicago Bears, Caleb Williams is going to be in the NBA Celebrity All-Star stuff. But who cares about that? But I bring it up. Everybody laughed about Indiana and the Gary Bears and all that type stuff. The new one, Julio, have you seen? Davenport, Iowa.
Yeah.
You're going to be the Davenport Bears?
Yeah,
Bears?
That's not happening. Iowa's trying to stick it to Illinois. They're even trying to pass a bill to try to annex several Illinois counties along the border to become Hawkeyes. So I think that's
with this gerrymandering political crap.
That's more of a jib at Illinois. One offer I thought was unique: Portage, Indiana, which is 40 minutes or so from Chicago, offering the team 300 acres of land along Lake Michigan for free.
Whoa,
wow.
At no cost. Like, in reality, that's...
Listen, everyone, we're laughing at this now, but look, Kansas just got teams. First time ever, pro sports. Right? The state of Kansas is screwing Missouri over.
Yeah.
Right? Kansas are paying for it, too. Like really paying for it. Like, that's like they just bribe the Chiefs and Royals to leave, essentially. And suddenly Kansas City becomes Oakland. They go from having all these teams, they're going to have nothing.
Yeah, they'll have the Big 12 tournament. That's all Kansas City will have, is the Big 12 basketball.
Nah, tournament. They'll lose that, too.
They'll
lose that, too. Yeah, you know what? I also saw earlier in the week that the Arlington deal is looking better with the racetrack.
It might. I mean, honestly, Indiana is positioning Illinois to make a deal that they would regret because the only thing Illinois can offer is money to build infrastructure around the stadium.
Well, Julio, they're the Chicago Bears. That's what they like. You don't get to like. I can't take this. Like, really? Like, honestly, let's say they move to Iowa.
Well, that's
you're still going to be called the Chicago Bears?
Well, that's not happening.
Like New Jersey, like the Giants and Jets, because
if they go,
it's a little different with that. Like Jersey, people don't understand. You sort of have to live to understand. Jersey and New York are the same. There's just a bridge. Like it's the same thing. And like MetLife Stadium is literally 15, 20 minutes. Like without traffic, you can get there in 15 minutes from New York City. Right? So it's not like it's, oh yeah, it's this other, like, if the Chicago Bears are playing in Davenport, Iowa, they're not the Chicago Bears anymore.
They'd be like the Honey Bears, the Iowa Honey Bears.
Honey Bears.
That'll never happen. It's gonna be Bears. They're going to go to the racetrack.
The Iowa Hogs. They could change their name.
And speaking of which, congratulations. The Chicago Fire getting a $750 million nice stadium on their own, too.
And Gabe, I looked at the renderings, man. Every new soccer stadium's the same, too. Like, where's the architects? Where's the visionaries?
I saw that too. I was like, kind of boring.
Just look the same.
The only one is, we'll see it, is the New York one. The New York one is actually unique. Like, they have this wall, and it's like, it's different. Mm-hmm. It's not like, yeah, let's just copy and paste this, like, BMO in Toronto, whatever, like, yeah, soccer stadium. Like, no, nah, the new NYFCFC's one is like, whoa, like, it's actually, like, cool. Like, but that's New York, right? Architecture, you can't come with nothing there, you know what I mean? Like, there's these glass part, it looks like a museum almost, like a modern, like, it's like when I saw the rendering, I was like, whoa, I was like, wow, that's pretty cool, right? Like, you know, we were talking about the Buffalo Bill Stadium, Ken, a new stadium. It looks like a stadium that people thought would have been cool in 1984, and the Buffalo Media are lapping it up. Oh, they're spectacular new stadium. It's like,
you can criticize
something just because I know you love the Bills. I love the Bills too. The stadium sucks.
Yep. Right? Could have built it right on that Seneca land, right? With a beautiful shot of the falls. There's tons of land there.
Well, that part is gone. But yeah. I'm just talking about the design and the architecture.
Yeah, it's weak.
The outside, and it's pretty much done, Julio. It's not really going to get better. They're going to slap a couple of Bills logos on and stuff. Like, I don't understand that metallic look. I don't understand. It looks like MetLife, and no one likes MetLife. Like, I'm just saying, like, if somebody tells you, listen, here's $2.4 billion, design a stadium for us. You figure in this modern world, like, of architecture, like, you'd get some great ideas. It'd be like, oh, that's really modern looking. That's really cool. Like, instead, you built a tin freaking pot can. Like, it's like, I don't care. All the seats are heated and blah, blah. I don't care. Like, it looks like whatever, dude. But there's bigger problems in the world than how the Buffalo Stadium looks from outside. So that's just point blank. All right. Thanks to Cam. Thanks to Julio. Thanks to everybody for tuning in. We'll see you on the grid. And don't forget, we're doing an Olympic show every night at 10:30 Eastern time. Just for 30 minutes, a daily recap, best bets, and everything else in between. Man, Snoop Dogg's wearing, like, he's all decked out. He looks like a Crip that's about to shoot someone. He's got the blue scarf, the glasses. He's got, like, it's, like, very what a world.
Italian Crip.
Leader of the gang.
Yes.
what a world we got. But Snoop Dogg's doing his thing. All right, so we'll see you on the grid. And don't forget, we're doing the Olympic show every night at 10:30. And, oh, yeah. Nice little bonus here. Last week we had Knuckle Mania on Sports Grid. So we've got a partnership with BKFC, which is really cool going on right now. And big news. Sports Grid will now air And I've always told them to do this. I swear to God, I told them we got to get live sports on this network. And you're going to like this, Julio. Pretty cool. We're going to be able to watch Liga MX on Sports Grid now.
Ooh. Nice.
A game of the week. One game a week. Friday night, game of the week. Friday Ooh, night, sometimes Saturday night. But, like, basically one game a week, Liga MX.
That's pretty cool.
Live, like, no That's bullshit. Great. Live soccer, live, and a big league. Liga MX, big league.
Oh,
live
huge.
On Sports Grid. Starting this Friday night, we got a soccer game.
Very nice. You can see Cruz Azul, which has a huge fan base, or Chivas, or Juarez.
Good news, Most bad news. It does preempt our show. But
yeah, that's the bad news. Yeah, okay. Hey, go yeah. Mexican soccer.
So by the way, yeah, we're on soccer's on Friday, but I am not. So, but that's in.
It's good to a game, right? Go to some hockey. Go see some more PWHL up in Vancouver.
Yeah, exactly. It's all good. Yeah. It's all good. All right. So yeah, there's your update. Other than that, you're on your own later.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing, nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.